It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Sorry, Squaw. I'll scratch the record. Sorry, Squaw. I'll scratch the record.
Yeah, I'm dating myself, but it is beginning to sound like a scratched record skipping. Powerful storms are moving across the country, leaving widespread damage and wreaking havoc on millions of people in its wake. In the South, one severe storm reportedly spawned at least 35 tornadoes on Thursday, killing at least 7 people, including a child, as search efforts continue. Meanwhile, floods in California have left trails of destruction across the state, and the storms that are headed that way this weekend will likely add to the problems. Millions of people, again, will be under flood watches, with at least 3 storm systems expected to impact several regions across the state. Some of the areas that are already drenched are bracing for at least 5 more inches of rain or more. Stay safe.
Come on, man.
President Joe Biden is now facing a special counsel investigation after classified files from his time as vice president under Barack Obama were found at his private office in Washington and his home in Delaware. The discoveries seem to have overjoyed the new House Republican majority, where they're launching a trove of congressional investigations and inquiries, but they still don't see the former guy's actions as a problem. Just saying. On Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a former Maryland U.S. Attorney, Robert Herr, as special counsel to take over that investigation. Herr was nominated by the former guy in 2017, and most recently worked in private practice. President Biden told reporters he was cooperating fully with the Department of Justice, and the White House said it's confident the probe will show the documents were, quote, inadvertently misplaced. Totally different situation than that of the former guy. Just saying. In other legal news, Thursday gave us opening statements in the seditious conspiracy trial of former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and 4 lieutenants from the far-right group. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jason McCullough said that the Proud Boys, whose goal was to keep the then-President Trump in power, decided to launch a coordinated attack on, quote, the heart of our democracy, and joined the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol to prevent the peaceful transition of power. McCullough showed jurors this video clip from the first 2020 presidential debate.
Stand back and stand by.
Who could forget that? Defense lawyers said there was no evidence of a Proud Boys plot, accusing prosecutors of, quote, trying to build this conspiracy that does not exist.
Come on, man.
The Consumer Price Index, a key inflation gauge, fell to an annual rate of 6.5% in December, its 6th straight monthly decline. The December rate was down from 7.1% in November and a peak of 9.1% in June. On a monthly basis, prices fell 0.1 percentage point in December, but the core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose by 5.7% last month from a year earlier. The December figures were in line with expectations. Declining gas prices and airfares helped bring down inflation a bit, boosting hopes that the Federal Reserve will continue slowing its aggressive campaign of interest rate hikes intended to slow down the economy and with it bring down inflation. Enough with the interest rate hikes already. So the new Nebraska governor, Jim Pillen, on Thursday appointed the former Nebraska governor, his predecessor, Pete Ricketts, to the Senate seat vacated by former Senator Ben Sasse, who resigned to become the new president of the University of Florida. Pillen said he interviewed 9 Republicans for the vacancy and chose Ricketts because he believes he'll win a special election for the seat in the fall and a full term in 2026. All right. Good luck to him. In a related story, the current occupant of the Florida governor's mansion is now installing a new $300,000 swimming pool at the home that Ben Sasse, the former Nebraska senator that DeSantis named the new president of the University of Florida, will be living at for free. At the same time, DeSantis is putting his maggot stamp of control on Florida state universities. He's now taken aim at the smallest one, the 700-student New College of Florida. It's known as a liberal arts school and a safe LGBTQ haven, and it lists as one of its core values as being a, quote, just, diverse, equitable, and inclusive community on campus. But now DeSantis is vowing to transform the new college into a conservative institution, modeling it on the conservative education policies of Hillsdale College, a small Christian college in Michigan. Wow. To further those goals, he appointed six new conservative board members to the board of directors of the new college, including a high-profile conservative activist, Chris Rufo, and others who have affiliations with right-wing think tanks that will take the new college from what it is and turn it into something completely opposite. Well, it's Friday the 13th, and the Trump Organization is to be sentenced today after conviction for tax schemes. Two Trump Organization entities will be sentenced by a New York judge for running a decade-long tax fraud scheme. The Trump Corporation and the Trump Payroll Corporation were both convicted last month of 17 felonies, including tax fraud and falsifying business records. Under New York law, the most the companies can be fined is about $1.6 million. But accordingly, the sentencing will be more of a symbolic moment, as it's the only judgment for a criminal conviction that has come close to the former guy. Yeah, keep an eye on Georgia, Fulton County, Fannie Willis, just saying. So it may be Friday the 13th, but the Mega Millions jackpot will draw for $1.3 billion tonight. The 13th, $1.3 billion. If I'm not here Monday, you'll know why. And finally, Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of the late Elvis Presley, died Thursday after suffering an apparent cardiac arrest. She leaves behind her mother and three children. Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.